if we believe and we see it, I mean, children in the shopping center, I mean, looking exactly alike at the father. You see the father with a little child, and says, oh my goodness, I mean, they're exactly the same. Or the little girl, exactly as the mom. Or you can see if it's so amazing. I have a family that I work with them. It's so amazing. It's five children, exactly the same. It's a little mold, exactly the same as the father. They're 13, 10, 8, 7, and a baby. I have an idea. And I mean, if you lost this child in a crowd, you will find them because they are so exactly. It's like cloning. Well, we don't believe in the cloning of spirit. We have the same essence as God. Now, the amazing thing is that we have spirit and we have law within us. And the law doesn't have anything to do but obey automatically the will of spirit. So, that's where our power and our self-esteem needs to be defined from. Forget about the idiosyncrasies. Or we have to look behind those things that are still not as perfect as we would want it to be. But what is the essence of ourselves? Who are we? So all the feelings that we have, less than, not enough, not really there, I haven't got it, I cannot do it, it's impossible for me to get that, I wasn't born that way, I don't have that personality. All the games that we play with ourselves, it's amazing. It's really amazing because we are surrounded by the truth, but it's not easy to jump into the truth. Now, our self-esteem is not going to improve until we really get it. What is our relation with Source? What is our relation with the whole? What is the relation with God? Who I am, who is God, and what is happening? And if we cannot understand how the manifestation of creation is working in our lives, we are still going around in our life. And the manifestation goes inside our soul. And this is what I believe Abraham says. That's the connection of Source. That's where it comes from. Once you have it here inside, and you know your value, and you know that everything is possible for you, that God is more than willing and happy to give you whatever you want, nothing is going to happen because the belief system is blocking everything from our life. So it doesn't matter if your boss comes and yells at you and you say that you're crazy, that you're disorganized, that you're everything. We always go and then we leave the office about this big. I mean, tiny, too. Because everybody has the way to push you down. But if you know your value, then, I mean, you can hear your voice and you say, okay, I got it. But you don't go into this devastated state of not knowing, I mean, or going into depression because you don't really know. I says, well, I did a mistake. No. Besides, there's some human rights that we really don't even know. I forgot that's what I was thinking I was missing. There are some human rights. I have the right to change my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have the right to be angry. I have the right to express my feelings. I have the right to, I mean, see, this value comes from that in a way that, I mean, we don't have to conform to other people, but we are so trained to do so. That's why she can decide that she is not going to wear her hair straight anymore, Ernestina, right? Mm-hmm. She is accepting who she is. I mean, even in the physical, I wish I can have blue eyes. I mean, guess what? I didn't have it. Next life, maybe. But that's something, as my black eyes, I mean, are so definitive in my physical. What is happening so definitive also in my soul? And this is my biggest, I mean, I think is my biggest discovery. Once you accept that, everything you want is possible. Because God is within you. And guess what? God cannot help but expand and grow. And He is doing it through you. Not because you are so important. Of course you're important. But guess what? This is the tools that God has to expand itself. And this is, even if you like it or not like it, it's not going to stop ever. So that's why it's so uplifting. Because you and, I mean, or me and God or everything, I mean, if we were not connected, it's possible. But when we are one and whole, this is what really means, whole and one with God, then the expansion is inevitable. And I don't see any more uplifting for self-esteem than that one. So, what I would like to do now is, if you want in the back of your page, or you want another page or something, just try to do some new thoughts that you can put into your mind, saying, well, who I am is not what you put it before, but some, I don't know if you want to call it affirmations, and affirmations means it's because you affirm that. Something like, God, I am God expressing as me. I am connected to Source. Source expands through me. I am distinctive, unique, and mysteriously wonderful in the presence. I am with God. God is in me, and we are one. Spirit is fulfilling itself. The Father is greater than the Son, but we both share the same essence. Whatever you want to do, so that this is a new route that we are going to take. Every time that we feel devalued or misvalued, then we have something that we have thought about it, that we believe into it, and that we are able to access immediately. Because these are thoughts that we know, we read, with everything. But once you go inside and you do the introspection and you are able to believe so, you create a new belief system. And when things with long go so well, you have access to that because it's in your memory already. That's why this exercise is so important. That you have access to that immediately when things don't go so well. And after the exercise, I will tell you my experience. Because I think is the basis for all our life, is our basis of how we feel, the basis of our emotional body, the basis of how we function in life, the basis of our work, of the things we have, of how we create things, of relationships, of the way we relate to other people, of the things that happens to us in every day, of the things we surround us with. I mean, it's everything. And it really comes from the I am. It's so amazing because this, as a psychologist, I know that it's so definitive. And guess what? Your self-esteem is constructed from 0 to 3 years old, maximum 5. So it's very early. And once it's set, we need to be 21, 35, 45, 65, or 60 to continue, realizing who we really are. There are many things in life that can make you a little bit better. For example, my friend Connie. I was just here and I told you that, Connie, so don't be scared. Connie was my practitioner. You know my Connie, I love her dearly, but sometimes she can be as cold as a Saxon and can cut you in two with her little sword like that, and she has the angelic face. She doesn't even know it. What she just did to you. So with her little things, is the problem with you Peter is that you don't know who you are. Oh my goodness. Okay. You don't have such esteem. You are a divine child of God and everything. Wasn't she right? So it really opened to me. Once she, I need to show myself the best I could and went home. And I said, you know what? She's really true. I don't know what I am. And I don't believe who I am. I don't know that I'm a divine child of God. And I live exactly with all my old patterns. Okay, so I bless you, even if you cut me in two, because you really did a good job. And really, it changed my life. Until you have a friend, spirit or something that really cuts you in half, and you can see what's in there, there is nothing you can do. Because you don't believe, you don't accept, you don't live by, you don't expect, you don't intend, you don't do anything. You just say it like a little parent. Yes, I'm a divine child of God. God expresses through me. Sorry, and I, excuse me, can I turn it off for a second? BS, okay? Until you don't realize and accept that, there's nothing you can do. This amazing self-esteem is not even about ourselves. This self-esteem comes from what others told us that we are. This self-esteem comes from what we think others are thinking about us. Okay? And the third thing is that what we think about ourselves. And because people are pressuring it, because you're not perfect, Phil, okay? Things go wrong, you forget things, you are absolutely, I call it idiosyncrasies, okay, traits, whatever it is. So we don't believe that, I mean, and then every time it happens, we just slash. We absolutely devaluate ourselves in so much time. If you can hear your self-talk, what do you say to yourself? I mean, you miss an exit. Stupid. I told you, be careful. What are you doing? You're driving. I mean, this is something that how we treat ourselves. And guess what? Everybody sees that. Because there is only one mind. Remember? The way we treat ourselves, the way we see ourselves, this is what is manifested, I mean, in our life. And then we will see that it's very interesting, this class, because I think if we can modify, it's a process. I mean, and we never stop. And Luisa has some, I was reading her even in Spanish this morning, that to change our thought patterns is very difficult, because thought patterns is like a river. Well, it's like channels. I mean, every time you make a shortcut, like in the computer, I mean, you want word and you click, and I mean, it's already there. Well, this is what happens with what we think of ourselves. Is the easiest way, the easiest route. We have always done it. We've done it for 60 years. So it's an easy thing of how we react to things. Luisa Hay says that it's like a river. If you have a river and you try to find, I mean, you open a little channel, then a little water goes to your channel. But as the water starts going to the channel, it's going to make it bigger and deeper and everything like that. And if you put a dam into your river, probably you change the course of the river. The big river is going to go into the other pattern. Well, exactly the same. It takes a lot of effort. When I started studying, I mean, Science of Mind and Abraham and everything like that, I told Connie, I have to change my mind probably 32,000 times a day, because my pattern went in the other direction. But guess what? Every time you do an effort, it's easier. So, some people, we don't reevaluate, we don't notice. If you put your paternal tape here, and you start listening to it, I mean, I still hear my father sometimes, I mean, or my mother, she passed 20 years ago, and I can see my mother saying, they did a good job because they created me very responsible, whatever it is. But let's examine the tape. What does it have? Don't believe everything that they told you. And besides, we need to say which ones are serving us and which ones are not serving us. So the exercise was supposed to be that you needed to do, I mean, some of the things that your parents told. And then we were going to put a pile, and then, I mean, we were somebody was going to say, and everybody, I mean, the negative things about what their parents told us. And then, I mean, everybody was going to feel a little bit awful, and I decided not to do that. So what I decided to do is that there's some paper and some colors. There's not very many colors, but never mind. Do a very simple drawing. And do you know what, like in a comic book, that they put like a little cloud and they put a thought? Put little thoughts like that. Now, sometimes we have excellent parents and we don't have that. But what about some remarks like this? You can do better. You should be doing, your room should be whatever. You need to be more, that's another very good question. You need to be more responsible. I think you have problems with your anger. I mean, it's not that you are an angry person or you are, I mean, it's little remarks that really diminish you. That our parents have, oh, you are so emotional. You need to get more organized. You don't have willpower. Something that is not exactly that you're stupid or you're disorganized or something like that. But they are remarks that they really, in psychology we call it labels. And we put so many labels to our children, unfortunately. Even these remarks that are really, I mean, they really put you down. Sometimes the parents don't say your room needs to be more organized, because then, and you say you're a dirty guy, or you're a fat guy, or you're lazy, or whatever it is. But even those remarks, we need to explore them so that we can have it. I mean, what is our self-esteem? What are the bricks that are constructing ourselves? And then, I mean, it's going to take us about 5 minutes. We're going to explore the data, okay? But I want you to be very conscious. Why are we not functioning, or we are not experiencing all the joy and all the beliefs that we are having about ourselves? So I'll give you 5 minutes, and then we'll continue. Is that a good idea? You can put little drawings, you can put words, you can put, something else. It's just to have a clear idea what are your bricks that are really limiting yourself. Okay, that's it.